share with you an experience I had with one of my clients today. So what we were working on is this theme around working less, earning more, while having more fun. And she's doing a really good job in the sense that her business is doing well. She is an inspiring place with her finances. However, she wants to start working on incorporating more fun, having more joy, doing things for herself outside of just working. But she's finding in trying to do that, she's defaulting to her old having to work and push and keep doing all the time. And that's really starting to impact her business, her energy, her inspiration, but it's also starting to impact, she's not having fun. And if you're not having fun, what's the point? And that's what she's starting to realize. And that's really something that she's working towards. So through using the Heart Freedom Method, we're able to help her see that she actually associated, so she had a subconscious block that she created when she was in her late 20s with finances. So when she was in her late 20s, she was infatuated with her finances for the job or the career she was in. And she didn't know this at the time, but she was looking at her finances all good. So she's like, this is amazing. I'm earning over six figures. This is amazing. This job's the end all be all. And by doing that, so when we don't see both sides of the situation, we end up storing that into our body, into our physiology. So whether it's a negative emotion or a positive emotion, if we're not seeing both sides, we're actually going to store that. So she stored that. So later on in life, so now 6 years later, when she's going to incorporate more fun in what she's doing, it's like a button's being pushed and she's reverting back to the same way that she acted when she was in her late 20s. And for her, her default or her pattern was that she was infatuated with finances. So because of that, she wasn't willing to actually leave that job. And that job, if she would have been honest with herself at the time, was impacting her relationships, was negatively impacting her health. It was unfulfilling. It was uninspiring. It was keeping her feeling stuck and hopeless with her life. And the only reason she was staying in it is because she was infatuated with this idea of how much money she was making. So why that's important is because now when she's trying to have more fun and enjoy, she feels like she has to earn more money. She has to be doing more in her finances and then she can enjoy. And that's important because your worth isn't tied to the outside world. She had attached her worth to the outside. And when you're infatuated, it's usually because you feel low self-worth in something. You're looking for something outside yourself to puff you up, to make you feel better about yourself. So if we look at our self-worth outside of herself, we're going to remain stuck. Now that she's waking up to this idea that her self-worth comes from within, that fulfillment comes from within, and that living from your heart is the most amazing, successful way to live, that's when things start to change. So for her, she felt like now, oh, I can't do what my heart wants because I need to keep pushing my business and I need to make more money. It's, well, the truth is, if you want to make more money in your business and if you want to have a successful, inspiring life, you need to know that you're worthy of it now. So you are worthy of your heart's desires now. And once you own that, once you know that, once you start taking baby action steps on that, that's when the other stuff will come. So for her, helping her kind of have this aha moment, like, I am worthy of what my heart wants. I am worthy of enjoying. I am worthy of taking time for myself. The other stuff is going to come. So for you, I would recommend just taking a quick little survey or snapshot of your life. So where in your life are you currently feeling a little stuck? Or are you feeling like it's hard for you to be doing something that you know you need to be doing or that you want to be doing? Because that's a clue that you have a subconscious block that's holding you back. So I invite you to leave a comment below. I'd love to learn more about where you're getting stuck. And if you want a little extra help, you can contact me directly and we can set up a call.